Isn't this exciting podcasting? What we're going to do?
It sounds like Big Fatty going to Chili's.
Is that no, he goes.
Oh wait, the Chick-fil-A. He goes to the Chick-fil-A.
Why did you bring him up again?
Because I was just comparing programs.
Why did you bring him up again?
I'm not sure. You could cut this part out.
No, I'm leaving it in. Big Fatty. Mm-hmm. God love him.
We need a Scott injection. Can you inject some Scott here?
Well, I'd really rather not. It's messy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Isn't this exciting podcasting?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 272 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has received some Valentine voice letters. Well, that makes it VV. And, y'all, I got a card from the TWSS podcast. We'll open that. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I want to ask you a question. You know, if you've got the password and you listen to Larry Cly, you know that this week he's not eating on his show. And Big Fatty has been recording a little later than normal, so I'm kind of having some soup and some crackers right now as I do this. Y'all, have you ever taken butter and just put a real thin little slice of butter on a saltine cracker? Oh, my God. You talk about just a little piece of heaven. Try a little saltine cracker with just a thin shaving of butter on it. Oh, it will make you touch yourself inappropriately. And then I'm having some kind of soup. It's good, though, because it's got corn in it, so I'll be able to monitor how quickly it goes through me. And y'all, speaking of that, Wednesday, I'm getting new toilets in my apartment. It's not because I've broken the other ones. They're called water-saving toilets. They're coming back to do all that stuff they were going to do a while back, but didn't. They're going to put water-saving toilets, shower heads, and sink aerators in each apartment. Okay. So the Fat Cave is going to have a water-saving toilet, which I'm sure will mean that Big Fatty will fill it up a couple of times and have to flush it twice as much as he does now. That's all I got to say. Yeah. So, I heard, speaking of podcasts, and I don't know who told me this, but I heard that Mr. Vader did his first version 2 of Little Fatty Cast. I don't know. I didn't get it. It didn't download for me. But y'all went on the iTunes and I couldn't find it there. So if anyone's listened to it, tell me where to find it. Because, you know, we need to make sure that Daily Mike listens to it so that he can chew it up and spit it out and say, oh, it's just not the same without Big Fatty. Oh, it needs Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I went by the post office box and I have an envelope, and there's something in the envelope, but the envelope has been placed in a United States Postal Service envelope that says, well, dear customer, this document was inadvertently damaged in handling by your postal service. So it's in a big window envelope. And on the outside of here it says Whiz Kid. And by Whiz we mean, ooh, okay. And then it says Sugar on the front. And it says it's from the TWSS podcast out of Winnetka, California. And y'all, I have no fucking clue what's in here, but there's something in here. I hope it's not anthrax. You know, I always worry about that, you know. So, oh, Lord, wait a minute. Oh, and there's a little kitty in here. Wait a minute. Oh, there's a sucker. It's a heart-shaped sucker. Aww. Wait a minute. There's some conservation hearts in here. And it is new love. What does that say? Melt my heart. New love, melt my heart. Y'all, it's from the That's What She Said podcast. I should have known that. It takes me a while. Big Fatty's not real on the ball. It says, to Big Fatty from the That's What She Said podcast boys. Aww. That's so sweet. Well, hello there. You may not know who we are. Okay. Well, it says that I'm too sweet. You may not know who we are, but we just wanted to send a little. That's a little. That's Southern for a little bit. A little love your way because we love your show. And you, of course. That's what she said. Aww. Well, that's sweet. I think that I think those boys are friends with Ricky. And I think they live in the Los, I think this, where did I say? Winnetka must be in the area of Los Angeles, and I think they may have met with Ricky and Nessa and Miss Wes or something. I may be getting it all confused because you know Big Fatty gets confused. Here, let me have a little cracker and a little sliver of butter. Well, thank you, boys. That was also awful nice of you to send that. And that makes Big Fatty feel good. And, you know, Big Fatty got some Valentine wishes over the break. And I'm sorry that I didn't respond to them. But, y'all, Big Fatty was busy. Speaking of busy, did you go over and look at the pictures of the top three contestants from the horror contest? They were cute. And everybody has their own little favorite. Everybody's been going, Brick Party, I like that one. Oh, Brick Party, I like that one. Well, I'm going to have one that shows all of them soon. And I want to say Kim Beaver is at it again. First of all, she sent me a little Valentine picture of one of her sheep that has a heart in its fur. And then she sent one of an arrow going into my ass. And with me wearing a pair of chaps. And, but y'all, she is at it again. She has put me, she hadn't put me, she's found pictures of me as a child, as a Boy Scout. And y'all, it's just it's embarrassing is what it is. And let me just go over here and look at this, Kim Beaver's Lodge. And, so I'm waiting on that. Y'all, I'm behind. I haven't seen The Big Run nor The Survivor. Because I'm behind. Look at that. Be prepared and fat, it says, over at the Kim Beaver Lodge. And there's Big Fatty and what the cute little child turned into 50 years later. Huh. Okay. But I was in the Cub Scouts. Was I ever in the Boy Scouts? I don't know if I was in the Boy Scouts or not. I don't remember. So I never earned any merit badges. If they had them for ham, I'd probably win one for that. And y'all, maybe I'd win one for having voice letters.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello? Bonjour?
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Big Fatty, how are you doing? I hope that your Valentine weekend is going well over there at your event that you're attending. And that maybe they debuted a new sling of some sort for you. I don't know. Neoprene or something. Easier to clean. Anyway, I have tried to listen to this Vera character. I'm sure she's a nice lady. However, all the hype that everyone has given. I have listened to two of her shows. And a few days a month, I audit charts over at a care facility for the ages, for unfortunate families who can't afford to keep them at home. And it, she kind of reminds me of that. Her stories that just ramble to and fro like a tide coming in and going out. And this voice that comes in and talks, I mean, that's called schizophrenia. There's pills for that. You could help her. All right, Big Sammy. We will take you any day over there. Lord have mercy.
Jeremiah, I know exactly how you feel, and I know that you're not the only one that thinks that. I'm just so glad that someone had the intestinal fortitude to step forward and vocalize what so many listeners have been thinking all this time, because it's a chore. You know, she calls her she says, oh, you know, this podcast is a labor of love from her. Well, hell, it's a labor of love for us to listen to the fucking thing. But you're exactly right, and I checked the numbers, and they dropped, you know, exponentially dropped during those four shows that Vera was on. But you know, so be it. You know, so be it. Sometimes you just it's like you say. You know, you go over and help out over at the old folks facilities. Well, Big Fatty feels like he needs to reach out and help the elderly and the older folks also. And you know, you do it out of the kindness of your heart, and you know that it's going to test every last nerve you got. You'll have to come home and have a little nerve tonic. And so I know exactly where you're coming from, and I applaud you for having the courage to step forward and express what so many are feeling in their heart. And y'all, speaking of somebody who is having some nerve tonic, here's DQ Rick.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is DQ Rick, the drunken dairy fairy. Anyway, I remember a while back you issued a challenge to podcasters to put out a drunky test. Well, it's February 14th. Actually, technically, since it's after midnight, it's February 15th, but I haven't been asleep yet, so I don't give a fuck. It's still Valentine's Day, and I'm fucking drunk. Well, I'm drunk because I was alone for Valentine's Day. But anyway, who cares? I'm calling the Big Fatty Show, and I still might fire up the old equipment here, and no, I'm not talking about anything other than my recording equipment and record a drunky podcast. But in lieu of that, in case I don't, I figured a drunk dial to your voicemail might be just as good. Although, as another fabulous podcaster told me a few moments ago, I'm not drunk enough because I make too damn much sense to do a drunky cast. So, anyway, here's your drunky call to your ruined Big Fatty listener line. Anyway, as I lift my drink, which is almost empty because I've self-overserved myself, I wish you the very best in what's left of your Valentine's Day, or since it's technically Sunday, your non-Valentine's Day. Anyway, lots of red hot pod love from the drunk one, DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy.
DQ Rick, I don't know which podcaster told you you weren't drunk enough, but they were wrong. Y'all, it was like he went to sleep during parts of that thing. I had to go in and take out, I had to actually edit that phone call. And you know, Big Fatty don't edit. Oh, Lord. Except for maybe I'll edit that burp out. But, y'all, I had to go in and take out these big, long pauses because it was like, hi, it's DQ Rick that Dairy Fairy, and, I mean, y'all, oh, dear Lord. Anyway, y'all, speaking of Valentine's Day, I'm a little worried. You know, now, I said that, that I thought British, or that English John was dead, and, now, you know, I was told, and I'm not sure I'm going to believe this. I'm doing more crackers, by the way. Did I mention that I love the saltine crackers with a little sliver of slice of butter on them? But you know, Miss Lauren said that she had English John down in her basement. But y'all, Miss Lauren has been on Archer's Gangbang, and Miss Lauren was touching herself inappropriately because she was on the beginning of yesterday's show from that clip that I pulled out. So I'm not so sure that that's not a cover. I'm beginning to think that English John really is dead. And the other one, I am extremely worried because it was Valentine's weekend and I did not hear anything from my straight boyfriend. Now, I'm sorry. If you're going to be my straight boyfriend, you have got obligations and you need to at least get in touch with me, straight Bob. And, you know, you may say, oh, well, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day in Australia. And, you know, well, that's fine. But, you know that Big Fatty celebrates the VD, and you know I'm a little worried. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm thinking that English John isn't dead. That he's run off with my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and they're living in Australia. That's all I'm gonna say. I think the two of them, the two straight men listeners, have hooked up, and they're living happily ever after with some sort of sloth or something like that. Y'all, have you ever seen a sloth? Oh, my God. You think Big Fatty is fat and slow-moving? Oh, Lord. Y'all, speaking of things that are fat and slow-moving, the next caller is not one of those.
Hey, Big Fatty. It is the Baby Jar calling you the day after, what was yesterday? Valentine's Day. Yes, VD Day. So, I hope that you had a great VD day. I'm concerned to find out that you have a new soulmate on the West Coast. I hope that you are not corrupting him and causing any ruination in his life. Anyhow, just called to check in on you because I did call you over the weekend and I haven't heard from you. So clearly you are creating havoc and mayhem amongst the homosexuals. Have a good one.
Oh, Lord, y'all. Soulmate? Never. Vera and Big Fatty, soulmates? I mean, you know, maybe S-O-L-E, as in the bottom of my sole of my shoe. But anyway, I have spoken to the Baby Jar and assured him that there is no soulmate in the Woodland Hills. Now, there may be one in the Winnetka, California, because, you know, that's what she said, boys. They sent me a Valentine with a sucker. Did I mention there was a green sucker in there also in the shape of a heart? I didn't even tell you what the card looked like. It said, be mine. And it had a blue elephant on it. Of course it has a fucking elephant on it. It's for Big Fatty. I'm Big Fatty. All right. And we have one final voice letter for today.
Hey, Big Fatty. Happy Valentine's Day, Kathy. Hope you had a horror, well, whatever. Anyway, this is your phone message. So, happy Valentine's Day. And I wish, like, 48 more people would hurry up and call you so that you get to caller number 500. Yeah, so we can see who caller number 500 is. All right, goodbye. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, Miss Kathy. I appreciate you wishing. Oh, dear Gussie. Thank you, Miss Kathy. I appreciate the call for your good wishes for VD, and I know I can always depend on Miss Kathy to spread the VD love around for me. And you know, and y'all, even though VD is over, you can still spread the love by calling the fat one. Because, y'all, there are no voice letters in the box now. And you heard Miss Kathy. She wants more of them in there. Don't piss her off. She lives in South Dakota, y'all. And I've seen what she does. In fact, there was a deer that was she told it to call Big Fatty. It didn't call. And, boy, it ended up in the back of a pickup truck. That's all I got to tell you.
Isn't this exciting podcasting?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah. has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.